This podcast is intended for listeners over the age of 19 in Ontario, and we ask that you respect your local laws regarding cannabis.
Be sure to like, download, follow, subscribe, and of course, share with your friends.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Amanda.
It's been a week, and we're back.
That's how it works.
That's how it, every Tuesday.
Sun goes around, earth spins.
Right? How you been?
I've been great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm really happy the spring is here. I have all sorts of plans. Flowers are growing.
Annie told me today that I can't put my cucumbers out yet because I'm too lazy and I won't cover them every night, so I have to wait another week.
It's all about the timing. You don't want to regret it.
I know, but I'm so lazy. Like, really and truly, like, I'm having an ADHD moment. I can get them in the ground right now, but I don't know what next week's going to be.
Yeah.
I might be calling Annie to come out and plant my plants for me.
Yes, well.
You know?
I have enough on my plate. No, mm-hmm. Thank you.
The kids have stopped running.
They so have. That's good. Today we have an old friend of the show on.
I'm so excited to chat with Jesse. Like, Jesse has been around for us for a while, right? But he does such good things, and I feel like almost every dispensary I find myself in, or any time I'm talking with, like, a friend or a neighbor about cannabis, I'm talking about Jesse and his amazing fight out in Manitoba.
Which is linked to the legal case in Quebec, which the Supreme Court just ruled on.
Right.
So we thought it would be a perfect time to catch up with Jesse. It's been just over a year, and see what Toba Rolling is doing, what the Toba Squad is doing, and what this ruling means for the future of growing cannabis in Manitoba and Quebec.
Right. Now, I mean, listeners will hear in our interview the sort of the difference between those two cases. But Jesse's been on the podcast before. It was episode 37?
47.
47, sorry. You go back 37 and go up, but episode 47, Jesse came on to sort of introduce us a little bit into what was going on in Manitoba, because up until that point, I was, like, pretty oblivious. I didn't even realize that Manitobans couldn't grow their own.
I didn't either. You know, when I first sort of realized, cannabis was legal federally, so I was like, okay, it's the same across Canada,
yep.
But there are slight differences in each province, mm-hmm. in how they've interpreted the law and how they've decided to roll out legalization.
Yeah, because it's federally legal doesn't mean that the provinces and territories have opted into all parts of the Cannabis Act.
And right? The way they operate is different,
right? It's different, right? Like whether, you know, like for instance here in Ontario, we have one centralized distribution center. Right?
The OCS.
So like the OCS, so all the cannabis has to go to them and then they redistribute it. But as opposed to some other provinces, like in Manitoba, where each LP has to do to each dispensary, right? Like they have to do their own deliveries, right?
Yeah.
Which makes for a little bit more of a free market, but anyways,
it does make for a free market, but then those LPs are taking on the shipping costs, but guess they're already shipping it to whatever central hub. That's a whole other show.
Exactly. That's a whole show on its own. We could just talk about, are we writing another episode right now about how my cannabis is better traveled than I am?
Are we multitasking?
Oh, my gosh.
We are recording a show while writing a future show. This has gone meta.
Right?
Well, about to have a conversation with somebody that has been on the show before. And I was thinking about this today. I love that Hi Ladies is so mature now.
That we get to, like, catch up.
That we're catching up with interviews and friends that we had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're there.
We're there.
Well, without further ado, we need to welcome back to the Hot Facts, Jesse Lavoie. Enjoy.
Hey, Jesse. It's been a while. How you been?
Hello again. I've been looking forward to coming back.
We've been waiting to have you back, and I didn't think it would be this long a wait,
right?
But it was over a year ago. It was March 22nd, 2022, when we first had Jesse on Hi Ladies podcast, talking about Toba Grown and the imminent launch of his Toba Rolls.
Right.
I recommend that everybody who's listening right now takes a moment, and go back and listen to episode 47 to understand the beginnings of what Jesse Lavoie was doing and what the whole movement is. It will help you understand this following conversation. So, Jesse, you had a ruling from the Supreme Court finally a few weeks back.
Yes. So Toba Grown started in Manitoba. We started that lawsuit almost 3 years ago. And when we went to court May last year, so 2022, we presented a case that was built on evidence and research backed by experts and cannabis executives from across the country. And the Manitoba government just pointed at the Quebec lawsuit, which is similar but backed by different laws and evidence. They pointed at that lawsuit and said, listen, the Quebec government won the appeal. Let's just wait and see what happens there. So the ruling that we received recently was in the Quebec case, and unfortunately the Quebec government won that, and the ruling was based on defending the Quebec government's monopoly on cannabis. So they own all the distribution, they own all the warehouses, and they own all the retail stores. So their ban was put in place to defend that, where the ban in Manitoba was put in place to recriminalize cannabis because there's no monopoly here. So it's a different case, a different ruling. But now that the Quebec case is done, our judge will make her ruling based on everything.
So it's just a waiting game in Manitoba now.
Correct. So we've applied for leave, which means if granted, we will have the opportunity to go back in front of the judge and explain to her why, pretty much what I just said, how it's no ruling on the Manitoba case based on Quebec's decision. So we're waiting to see if she's going to let us make that plea in front of her, or if she's already thought of that. She'll schedule us to hear her ruling in the next few months.
How much time, will you find out the night before, sort of thing?
From what I've been told, it's usually a week notice they give you.
Wow. So if anybody was foolish enough not to go back and listen to 47, the ban we're talking about, just to be clear,
yes,
is the right to grow four plants.
That's right, because everywhere in Canada, except for Quebec and Manitoba, you can grow four plants for your, basically for your own personal consumption. And you don't need a license. It's just for your own recreational use.
And we've now got several years, 4 or 5 growing seasons under our belt, under legalization. And in the provinces where it is legal, there hasn't been an issue of that cannabis being used illicitly.
No. And we're not really seeing things go from somebody's personal four plants into the black market. Right? That's not really a thing.
No.
And there really doesn't seem to be, from an outsider's perspective, I guess, from all the way over here in Ontario, why can't we just let our neighbors grow? It doesn't seem fair. I mean, I get a lot of this whole idea that what does the province think it's better than the federal government? But, we won't get into that political part of it. But let's focus on Jesse.
Let's focus on Jesse.
Before I go down a rabbit hole of political.
They make it easy to go down that rabbit hole on this topic.
Now, yeah. Your argument has been based off the fact that it's not fair. And in Quebec, they were taking this more of it's a human rights issue. So I see what you're saying when the two won't play into each other as much.
Well, more so ours is saying it's unfair that there's wording in their ban that allows them to not only charge you $2,500, but there is avenues where they can take you to jail. They can take your house. They can take your vehicle if you've used it to transport anything for growing those four plants or less.
Oh, that's
in Quebec.
That's right.
In Quebec, it's defend the government monopoly.
Got it.
That's their
their
case.
So in Quebec, it was like, hey, if you get caught, you're going to get in trouble, but it's mostly because we want to protect our own interests, where in Manitoba, it's more, we don't want you to grow, and if you do, we're going to make you a criminal.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Which seems so unfair, considering that here in Ontario, I'm not a criminal.
I also think, like, there's a lot of shit going on right now, and let's concentrate on, like, the criminality that is hurting people. I don't see, you know, Uncle Joe with his four plants in his backyard. He's not harming anybody.
Right. Right. He just wants to grow some weed and smoke it.
Exactly.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Jesse, has this enforcement actually been taking place?
They haven't done it because they were worried someone would appeal it. But it's a sitting thing there. So if someone has a problem with you that has authority, or all depends on the police officers at your house, there's avenues for them to put you in jail or take your house.
Yeah,
the fact that that even exists is wrong.
It does put a layer of fear, if you know, your livelihood. I mean, it could be the difference of, like, I need this for my health, I'm using this as medicine, or I'm going to go and get a criminal record and no longer be able to be a lawyer or a doctor or a teacher, or all these things. You could ruin your livelihood, or do I break the law and take care of my health? Because I think this disproportionately affects people who are using cannabis medically.
Well, for the person who can't afford to go to the dispensary every 3 or 4 days and pick up a half quarter or a quarter or an ounce, or, you know?
Yeah.
Now,
exactly.
When we last had spoken, you were launching Toba Rolls. Now, that has happened. I know that that we got our hands on some.
Yes, we did.
And they are delightful. And Toba Grown has really expanded in the last year. So beyond the Toba Rolls, can you tell us a little bit more about
what's happening in the Toba Roll world? Say that three times. Toba Roll world.
Well, first of all, I really appreciate you saying that. And I agree that they are definitely delightful. What they are, for people who haven't heard of them, are Canada's first ever not-for-profit product, or cannabis product, I should say. We launched them in Manitoba, with all profits going to four local charities and one charity for Alzheimer's, which is Clarity for Charity, Seth Rogen's charity he started. And we were making them and shipping them from Ontario. And in Manitoba, you need to ship to each individual dispensary, because unlike Quebec, there's no monopoly here, so there's no central warehousing or anything like that. You need to ship direct. So although it was fantastic with the support we were getting, shipping costs were really hurting us. So I approached all the local independent micro and full LPs of Manitoba, and I said, hey, look, you, like me, are shipping your product out of province to be processed and shipping it back into the dispensaries and whatnot. So we came together and I launched Toba Rolling, which at first had 5 clients 7 months ago. And that being our local partners, we did the packaging and delivery for all their products in-house. And now we've grown to 23 LP clients, and we're now the largest by volume and sales distributor in Manitoba in 7 months.
Wow.
Congratulations. That's huge.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And the unity that we started was a big part of the foundation that we've now built this monster onto.
It is a monster. It is a monster. And, you know, I've told your story to so many people because the idea of a not-for-profit company within cannabis, especially right now, giving back to its community the way you do, but also turning the fight on its head, because I felt, and I think you were in agreement with me, Jesse, that the government at one point was kind of like, we're just going to wait these potheads out. They can only have so much money. So if we just wait, they won't have money for their lawyers. They'll get distracted by something shiny and go away. And then they realize you weren't going away. But your pockets weren't bottomless.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you used these pre-rolls. Some of that profit went into the fight, paying your legal bills and whatnot. And I think that is so...
The idea of a not-for-profit cannabis organization sort of speaks to what the cannabis culture is, right? Like, none of us, like, I guess those, like, OGs really, like, I just want to pay my rent. I just want to pay my hydro bill, and I just want to go to the grocery store, maybe take my family on a vacation every couple of years, you know? But I don't want to get rich off the backs of my friends, and I think that's been missed by a lot of organizations, but Toba's really hit it on the head.
Yeah, Toba Grown is one of those 23 partners that are in Toba Rolling. Mm-hmm. And we've launched some other not-for-profit products, which I should send your way. We have Toba Jars that came out, and there's a big joke around that because we submitted all the paperwork. They're in pouches, yeah. We
love it.
Easier to ship, easier for everyone are the pouches. So we, instead of changing the name, we just changed the packaging.
I love it. It's an extra layer. It's actually, that's better for the environment.
It is too. Better for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
We can definitely do better on that front. And we're actively looking at composable
at 4, 5, 6 times the price, it can make the argument really difficult to drive home. So buy more Toba.
That's the thing.
Yeah. We just need to sell more of your product. That's all.
But that doesn't sound like that's
Toba
a problem.
Jars your way.
Please do.
We've had a lot of local support for sure. And we've almost hit our target of 25,000 donated to those local charities.
Wow.
In the first year. So we're almost there. And from there, we're just going to keep going.
25,000 in your first year. Not even a year.
And they're all, I mean, with the exception of Seth Rogen's Hilarity for Charity, those are 4 local charities in Manitoba. So, I mean, you and I are always talking about, like, giving back to the community, right? And this is a primo example of that. Like, you can't get more giving back to the community than this.
And that, I think that's why all the LPs are like, yeah, we would love to work with you. We would love to be part of this movement. Who wouldn't say yes to that? And within Manitoba, like, this legal case affects every single person who wants to grow.
It affects more than just people who want to grow, because it just becomes one more example of how governments don't agree with each other, and how, like, this is more of an issue. This is equally as much of an issue of, like, provincial versus federal governments as it is cannabis consumer who wants to grow versus non-cannabis consumer who doesn't want you to grow, right? So if we allow things to go through and not question it and not fight it, right, even if we lose, at least we know that, like, we fought, we tried, we're going to keep fighting. But if we don't, like, what's the next thing that the governments are going to overstep on?
Exactly. But Jesse, when you get a ruling from your Manitoba judge, is that the last step, or where do you go from there? Let's say she says, you know what, you are right. You all have the right to grow 4 plants. Does it end there?
Unfortunately, no. The loser, whoever it is, will have the opportunity to launch an appeal. And then that will kickstart a process of probably another 6 to 12 months of preparing for the appeal, getting in front of the court, and then waiting for the decision. So what will happen likely is if we win this recent one, I'm sure the government will try to appeal and hope that the next judge in the appeal court will align more with the federal Supreme, sorry, I shouldn't say federal, the Supreme Court ruling, mm-hmm. even though it's based on a monopoly. But that'll probably be their move. If we lose, we're automatically appealing. So the only option of no appeal is if we win and the government doesn't want to go down the appeal path. So that's probably the only option of it ending there.
Best case scenario. So really, in reality, this case is going to go on for at least another year.
Unfortunately, yes. We do have an election in Manitoba in October.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. Except that you guys have an election coming up, so anything could change with a new government.
I'm very confident based on their comments in the past and where they stand that if the NDP does get in, and it looks like they are getting in, just based on polling, that would be great for us.
That would be fabulous. That's an ideal situation.
So that would just change everything. So new government, let's say the NDP wins, and they go, you know what, this isn't a fight we want to, this isn't a hill we're going to stand on.
Yep. Grow your plans.
Fuck it.
Yep. Ooh, that is an option.
Well, that's why people should fucking vote. Vote, vote, vote right. Early, vote often. Vote as many times as you can.
Well, that's that would definitely be a positive for sure. October is a long time away and don't want to wish the summer away.
Yeah, exactly.
So we are hoping that our judge will make the ruling because we're very confident in this judge. Her background is amazing. She's young, up and coming, newly appointed sociology major. She really resonated with our arguments and how we presented them in our research, and she really questioned the government a lot. She's the judge, in our opinion, that if there's going to be a judge that will look at the Supreme Court ruling and be like, no, I don't fully align with that, I'm going to rule that this ban isn't good here because there is no monopoly. Mm-hmm. She's the one to do it.
Yep.
If she doesn't agree with us, that'll be very disheartening, but we will still appeal.
Well, that sounds positive. And you don't usually hear somebody in a court case being like, I really like the judge. They're level-headed and smart and progressive. Like, it's a very positive energy there.
This sounds like like the judge of the future. Young and
female,
up and coming, progressive, all the things you want in people who are making decisions about court cases.
Well, it sounds like, this should and could go very well. Mm-hmm. We were watching the day that the Supreme Court in Quebec ruled.
Oh, yeah.
I mm-hmm. am a positive person, and I was like, there's no way that they're going to hold this up. But when you explained it to us,
as a monopoly, and I think that is a
very
huge,
Quebec.
Very Quebec, but I think that's a big part of these cases that generally, if you're not in it, you're not going to know that difference between these two cases. You'd be like, oh, can't do it there, can't do it there. Well, if they can't do it there, they can't do it here. Mm. But it really is. I mean, that monopoly piece, it just becomes the government trying to keep their hold on their money. Sorry, Jesse, I'm pretty anti. It's been a week.
She's starting to flail her arms. This is troublesome. Oh, so you've done, you've moved mountains in the last year. We believed, when I first discovered you on Instagram, I'm like, this is so cool.
Oh, yeah.
This is something this is what it's all about. To see the progress and the inroads that you've made in your first year, even being able to give back $25,000, what an amazing feeling for you and everybody that you're working with. Like, fuck yeah. I believe that you're also doing something for this Pride Month. Is that true?
That is correct. So first of all, thank you for what you said there. I really appreciate that. You've both been very supportive since we first connected, and really like all your content you put out. It's great stuff. This month and next month, I should say, because it's still April, my bad. April, May, June, we've launched 4Pride. So it's spelled the number 4 with Pride, all one word. And it's a collaboration between Safari Flower, which is a female owned and operated LP out of Niagara Falls, and then Farmer Jane, which is a retail chain in Manitoba and Saskatchewan. We've launched another not-for-profit product under Toba Grown, 4Pride, where $1.50 from every tube goes to local Pride charities in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, depending on where it's sold.
That's amazing.
And again, something you don't have to do. You could put that money right back into your pocket if you wanted to.
We've been talking a lot this season about organizations that go above and beyond, and that even though the rules say this is the minimum standard, they're like, no, I don't like the minimum. I want to hit 10 times where that is. And like, Toba's one of those, right? Like, I want to give back to the community. Like, yes, sign me up. We need Toba in Ontario.
I know. I've been waiting.
It would be the only rec market weed I'd buy. Like, you can totally sway me as, like, a consumer to, like, oh, this is grown locally, and they give back to the community. Like, sell it. Done. Sold. We don't have any in Ontario. Not that I know of.
Contact us if you're out there and we just cut you out of the conversation.
Yeah, sorry.
Jesse, what are your goals and what do you see happening for you in the next year?
It's 2023.
We're going to wait for the courts to do their thing. That's going to take forever. What are you going to do?
Well, besides the lawsuit, which should be wrapped up before the end of the year, if not early next. I'm sorry for any background noise. I tried to find a quiet place here. I just want to keep working with the amazing team we've built at Toba Rolling. We're in every store in Manitoba. We're great relationships with everyone here, we feel. And, I just not only want to maintain that, I want to grow it with all our partners and friends. So that's the next while for me. I know it's a fluffy answer, but
No.
That's where we're at.
Sometimes just continuing the great work that you already do is more than enough.
Don't want to spread ourselves too thin, and we got an amazing thing going here, so we want to focus on it and not get on too many fronts at once.
No, definitely, absolutely.
So if you're in Manitoba, now is Manitoba the only place that I can grab Toba rolls or Toba jars?
Manitoba and Saskatchewan.
So if you're in Manitoba or Saskatchewan.
Or next door,
and you happen to be passing through, grab up some Toba rolls and support, at least through the rest of Q2, support Pride and some local organizations.
I think that's great. And you know what? You're giving back, but I have to reiterate, you're not compromising quality. The pre-roll that came from the carrier pigeon that brought ours.
Yes.
All the way from Manitoba.
That's right.
Was one of the best pre-rolls I've ever had.
The burn was so perfect.
The high was spectacular.
I had nothing bad to say about it.
I almost considered moving to Manitoba for a moment.
I have definitely been reaching out to friends when I hear they're going out west. I'm like, oh, you need to stop and grab these for me.
Well, I'll have to personally gift you some new ones because we've got some new stuff for you to try. And that's amazing feedback. I'm really happy you enjoyed them to that extent. And I'll definitely send you some more.
Fabulous. So again, support companies that go above and beyond. Support people who are giving back to the community.
Support local. Support small independents.
There's so much stigma around this industry. And if people who are questioning the industry and you go, hey, look at what we're doing. This company gave back $25,000 into the community because they felt like it, because they could, because they were able to. Yeah. That is going to help end the stigma of cannabis use, because it's going to say, hey, they're employing people. They're giving back. They're taking care of our pride community, even though they don't have to.
And we tax the hell out of them. So they're, you know, like the cannabis community contributes to the roads and the hospitals and schools, all the things. Right?
We will for sure be following everything you're doing, Jesse. Where can people find you on social media?
On social media, you can check out Toba Grown, so TOBAGRON, or Toba Rolling, TOBARROLLING. And you can check out all the work we do with our partners, all the case and lawsuit updates, and some goofy videos that we get really stoned and put together from time to time.
Yo, those are actually some of my favorite on social media.
I love your Instagram stories and the videos you do. It's hilarious.
Oh, I definitely laugh out loud at my phone. People must think I'm crazy.
Is there a way for people to support you if they aren't in Manitoba or Saskatchewan? Like if in Ontario, let's say I've got some cash burning in my pocket or I'm a high-end lawyer and I want to be part of the cause. Is there a way for people outside your geographic location to be a part of the movement?
You know, we should get something fully set up, but nothing as of yet. You know, that it raises a good point, though, and we're thinking of getting some swag online that people can support the cause with, and it would be all not for profit. But we haven't done anything yet, but.
Well, you let us know when it launches and we'll be your first customers, that's for sure.
We're making more work for you. You know what? A way that people can support is to learn about this court case.
Follow them on Instagram.
And share them with somebody you know who believes in political anonymity.
Yeah. And you know what? It's always nice to get a letter. So if you've got 2 extra minutes, send Jesse and the Toba Rolling team, a message of support.
Awesome.
Well, thanks so much for coming on again. And we're going to have to do this again because we're going to have to just keep getting updates.
Yeah, I really, really love coming on to this show. And your Instagram, your content, it's just all, it's all so nice. And I love the logo. It's all just perfect. So just keep rolling on it. And I'd love to come back on and I'll send you some more personal gifts and would love to show you around Manitoba if you're ever bombing by.
Yeah, we'll sleep on your couch if we're ever there.
Well, Jesse, this works out perfect because I have been trying to sell Annie on a cross-Canada tour of High Ladies Podcast. So yes, 100%, I will take you up on that.
We got you covered in Manitoba.
All right.
Until then, Jesse, keep up the good fight.
Awesome. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks.
Bye. The stick-to-itiveness and the momentum that the Toba Roll movement and Toba Grown has happened doesn't surprise me one bit.
Nope.
Because when you say, hey, we're doing this amazing thing, we're giving back, we're fighting the government, we're producing or selling great cannabis while, supporting the local LPs, who's going to say no to that?
Right.
Unbelievable. Nobody. And I don't think that will be the last time that we have a conversation with Jesse.
Oh, no. I like him far too much to let him fall out of our circle.
And if you want to see a fun Instagram account, those videos he does are hilarious.
They're hilarious.
And informative.
Mm-hmm.
So we wish them the best of luck. If you are in Saskatchewan or Manitoba, do go to your local dispensary, request a Toba Roll, Toba Squad, Toba Jar, which comes in a bag. That's funny. And support the movement.
That's it.
But you know what? I think we're there again, Amanda. I think it's time for us to step away.
Take a toke.
And go be moms. Oh, I have to get to the page of my new. Pardon me? Huh? What's that, kind listener? You want to know how to support the show? What a great question. You should buy us a coffee. You can find the link in the show notes. Leave us a review. You can send us a sweet little message on Instagram. Where would they find our Instagram, Amanda?
You can find us at High Ladies Podcast.
Yes, they can. You know what? You want to send a longer love letter? Why don't you tell us a story of your own? You can send that to our email at
highladiespodcast@gmail.com.
And if you don't want to do any of those things, shame on you. You have to go and share High Ladies Podcast with a friend. Bye, bye, ladies.
Stay high, ladies.